Blog Talk Radio.
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot
with reindeer, no sack on my back, you will
baby coming. And a big black Cadillac. Oh, there's a big baby. There's a story falling on the ground. Well, you be a real good love, man. And a claw is banging.
Peace and love. Mary Hawking. Mary, God bless you tonight. This is the divine word tonight. Mary, I got you on. You can read your scripture.
Okay. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thy envious against the work of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also unto the Lord, and he shall give thee desire of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, he shall bring it to pass, and he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, as the judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prosper in his way, because of the man who brings wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off. For those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotted against the just and gnashed upon him with his teeth. Amen. I just read Psalms 37, 1 through 12.
God bless you for reading that, Mary. I'm going to thank you for that. Mary, read Psalms. That was 37 number song.
Yes.
That was 37 number song. Tonight, as we get ready, this is the divine word. I was praying for the lady that called me. They told me to pray for her because she says an evil is in her house. I prayed, and she said something, she opened the door like I told her, something rushed out of her house. And I told her to smirch her house. And after she saved the house and smirched her house, she said she could rest, but she had been resting. There's a lot of demons and spirits out here, and they come to kill and destroy. This is the end of the year. So you will encounter different evil spirits. and the spirit will mess with your body, mind, soul, and spirit. When I take you into meditation, I'm in meditation to break the host of the devil that got your mind, soul, and body. And when the devil got you, they put a spell, the witches and the warlocks put a spell on you. If somebody's not spiritual, they don't even know what's wrong with them. I have a guy, and he came to me, and he said something was nothing. He went everywhere, and they said there wasn't nothing wrong with him. He came to me and said, Bishop, I've been sick. I said, that's right. I told him how he was sick and what happened to him. We prayed. And right there, in prayer, he just fainted. When he got back up, whatever that spell was gone off of him, they put spells to mess with your education, spells to mess with your mind, spells to mess with your body, and spells in order to cross you up. That's why maybe spread not thyself an evil doer, you'll soon be cut down. So a lot of people do evil, and they caught up in evil things. And that's why they curse. They curse because they're doing evil things not pertaining to God. When they do things not pertaining to God, what happens to them? They get cut out, and that's what happens. They lose what God got for them. And I will tell you tonight, this is the last month of the year. In the last month of the year, that means there's lots of strange things going to happen. And when it happens, it will show you things. Okay? Now, in the last month of the year, that means that all the 2022 many things that happened, the things still happening. But it let you understand the scripture. This is the divine word of God. And the divine word of God is in the Bible. And some of you are not reading the Bible. And some of you don't care about the Bible. You don't care about the divine word of God. If you care about the divine word of God, you'd be knowledgeable of what's going on around the world, in the world, and outside the world. Now, one of the things that I want to mention tonight, we have people that are homeless, that don't want to stay. No job. We got people in this country, richest country in the world, suffering as I speak. And if you go downtown, you see them sleeping in tents under the bridge. You go up in California or go into Detroit, you see people on the road, they don't know where to stay. This is the richest country in the world. By being the richest country, where it's going to take care of its citizens. In Los Angeles, California, the mayor, California, she declared emergency in the state of California for so many people that are homeless that the government will come in, get them from bed, and help them do whatever needs to be done. She did that her first day as the mayor of New York. So one thing that takes place with all this money going over to Ukraine, some of this money needs to pay for young people going to school. Some of this money should be paid for the citizens that's trying to make it, the homeless, the people that don't have food to eat. $185 billion is a lot of money. That money could take care of Chicago, Minnesota, Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas. The money can get the people back on their feet. But never get people back on the beach because all the money going out of the country. And my thing is, the Republican and Democrat okay the money to go to Ukraine. I want to ask a question tonight. How come the same Democrat and Republican okay no bill that the ban on assault weapons being made in these factories and no more assault weapons on the streets in these schools and colleges, and the schools need a detector in their school. When they come in, they got a detector where they can detect if they got guns or knives. This needs to be done. And it's going to happen in 2023. You're going to see more schools putting that up. Now, what's happening with the students? All the students are getting ready to go to penitentiary because they're not learning the students. They just babysit them for the 8 hours, get their money going about their business. What kind of skills are the kids being taught? Have they taught carpenter? Have they taught bricklaying, mechanic? See, back in the day, the schools had just in every school, a student that wasn't good in academics could be good with his hands, fixing cars, or doing some stuff like that. So that's the kind of thing that happened that we have to understand. I want you to get ready tonight for a breakthrough. And as you get ready for the breakthrough, I want you to get ready for some things to happen for you. I want to thank Sister Kim out of Detroit. Thank you, Sister Kim, for your seed for 2023. And I want to thank you, Sherry, for planting your seed for 2023. And I want to tell you tonight, if you got a need, you plant a seed for your need. And when you do that, that's a harvest, then you're going to get a harvest. Thank God. This is the last month of the year, and we're going into 2023 and some of the problems. I want to ask Sherry, and say, Sherry, I'm opening your line up, Sherry. Okay.
Hello?
Sherry, how's the weather up in Minnesota, Sherry?
Pretty bad today. It's below zero.
Well, we ain't below zero, but we're getting there. Okay. What I want you to do, Sherry, I want you to get a pencil and paper. Get your pencil, because I'm just writing down these prophecies for me. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to give them out tonight. I'm just writing them. You got a pencil and paper?
Yep.
Okay, I want you to write down these prophecies as I call them. I'm going to take my time and where people can get these. These are some of the prophecies that I have prophesied for 2023. Okay. Now, the first prophecy for 2023, and I start for the prophecy for 2022. I said that would be in the Midwest. That means Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, Illinois, Minnesota, Nebraska, South Dakota, North Dakota, that would be a blizzard, a cold snap, and it's gonna go on to 2023. Okay, you put that down. Now another prophecy, there'll be an earthquake in California. They had one, but there's nothing coming in California. Also, that would be an earthquake in Russia, and that would be an earthquake in Alaska. That would be a tsunami over in China. Okay. That's going to happen in 2023. In 2023, we will find out there will be, I want you to listen to me very carefully, that would be psychological warfare, I would say cyber warfare What that means? People got computers stopping the lights, bridges going down, people working there, and that's the kind of thing going on. I would say that's a psychological warfare. And there, right on the moon, there's going to be a planet that right now you got private people going to the moon, you got the government going to the moon, so we're going to have a lot of storms and floods because they're messing with the atmosphere. The reason we got the snow and it's going to come out in 23 is the chemtrails that been put up in the elements and they come down and it creates fire, forest fires, and the storms like we never seen. In Mississippi, Arkansas, and Louisiana, the southern region, we're going to have floods back to back. Snow in Dallas, in Texas, there's a now one of the things I'm asking you to get in 2023, everybody needs to have their own generator for their house. Because going into 23, you're going to have a lot of lights out because of the storm, and then because of men messing with the lights. So if you got a house, you need to, well, you can cut it on because the lights might stay off for a week or two, okay, like it did in North Carolina. So that's the kind of things happening. This is some of the prophecy for 2023. There's going to be in Washington, D.C., there's going to be a big upset. They're going to find out it's some congressmen that lied, and it's going to come out in 2023. But the whole thing, they're going to come out. And there's a death going on that's going to happen in the Supreme Court. I want to say this to him, that in 2023, it's going to be a ban of assault weapons because of the cry of the people. They're going to ban the assault weapons because the Republican Democrat got to do what the people say, and they ain't doing what the people say. So in 2023, that's one of the things going to be happening in 2023. Now, I want to get very personal. There will be a breakthrough on cancer, a breakthrough that'd be another breakthrough on regulating your body. Okay, in 20, that some of the stuff happened. Now, they asked me, said, "What you think in 2023 is going to be more people getting rich and setting up their business and going on?" The war in Ukraine, this is about the war now. The war in Ukraine going to go on. There's going to be a war in the Middle East. That means there's going to be a war over in the Middle East, and that war would be with Israel and somebody over in the Middle East. There's going to be three wars in 23 going on at one time. Okay. And America is in the middle of all of them, and America got to step back. And because we got a war going on in America, the war of property, put that down, the war of being hungry, and the war of lack of jobs, and our Democrat and Republican got to come together and do something about the homeless, and do something about the drug addiction when kids 12 and 13 OD at school. Something got to be done. And there's a war that's going on against the citizens of America. Okay. Now, somebody texted me and said, what happened to the people that coming in across the border? Americans got to go and stabilize those countries where those people come from, okay, and make sure Mexico takes some of them, London takes some of them, not all on America, They got to be spread abroad. There's a scandal in the White House. There's a scandal in the Republican Party. There's a scandal in the Democrat Party. It's going to take place in 2023. Okay? That's going to happen. Okay? So what's happening in the major cities, Chicago, Detroit, California, Minnesota, there's a move that's going on in these cities, a rebellion move, that the law enforcement is not doing its job for finding criminals that's killing people. They show it on the camera, but they don't follow through. Chicago, New York, Detroit, Minnesota, all over places, like Ohio, and it's going to be a shortage of policemen that don't want to get the job because the citizens, and it's going to come out in the news that the citizens got more guns than the police department because the citizens got to get guns to protect themselves because the police is not doing the job. In Chicago, Detroit, California, Mississippi, Arkansas, this is what's got to happen in America in 23. We got to stop the flow of guns in our community and in our schools. That's got to take place. And it's going to take place in 2023. Now, this is some of the prophecy, not all the prophecy. This is some of the prophecy that you can find out. And during the summer, we're going to have a real heat wave in the southern and north. Okay, so what it means that the chemicals. Now, if you notice, I want to set this in. If you go out and check your snow, I ain't never seen no snow like the snow that's out now. It's fluffy or it's real thin snow. It's made in a laboratory and released. Now, it's going to be brought out in 23 that they making meat. Let me say that again. They making meat. They going to find out they've been cloning animals, chickens. All that stuff they've been doing is coming out in 23. Number one, cloning animals. That's number one. Number two, you're going to find out they're making meat off of flesh, put it in a laboratory, and you eat meat that is not from animal. So if you want, it's going to be a high rate of diseases because we got to go back to eating out the garden, greens, corn, stuff like that, because this food is being genetic made up. So this food stay in your system so long, your kidneys, lungs, all your body shut down. So you got to go. And then that's number one. Number two, that's a big scandal within the religious community. That means all the religious community have took money from the government, but they're not doing the job that they're supposed to do. The scandal in the churches, and you're going to find out it's a scandal. This going to be brought out in 2023, the scandal. Okay, that's what that is. Now, what I'm saying about the scandal, these scandals going to take place, and people going to see it, the scandal that's going on in your neighborhood. See? So that's some of the stuff that's going to be happening. I just want you to know about the scandal that's going on. So when it come up, you know what's happening. That's the scandal that's going on. Mm-hmm. So you know where it's coming from. So it's definitely coming from what's going on. Now, this is something they're gonna find out a new tomb in Egypt. They got all the artifacts over in Egypt. Okay, you can find out. There's a mine, a diamond mine blown up in Africa. And they're going to find out a lot of the people of Africa saying, we don't want no Americans taking no goods. It's going to be a war, like a civil war going on with those people that's fighting those that want to continue in working with America. And one of the things you're going to find out is a lot of countries that are withdrawing, they want to be independent. And these are European countries, these are black countries, like Jamaica and the rest of them, they want to be free. They don't want nobody to be over them and taking resources. One of the things going to happen in the next election, put this down, if we do not get reparations, whoever running for president, whoever they are, if they not say they're not giving black reparations, black is not going to vote. If we can't give nothing about vote, we ain't going to vote. You're going to see a young folks saying, we ain't voting. We ain't putting nobody in. Just like we put Biden in, he's sending money to Ukraine, but what about Arkansas, New York, Mississippi? What about the people that are homeless? What about the people that ain't got no jobs? That money could go to help build up Mississippi, Arkansas, or Louisiana, or Tennessee, or Illinois, or Indiana. That we got to feed our people in America first. But we've been taking taxpayer money, going out the country. And the people that woke up said, wait a minute, you can't send a $1 trillion over here when you got people sleeping under the bridges in Ohio, in Chicago, in California, in Washington State, and Washington, D.C. You got women that can't get the hospital because the hospital is closing because they can't get no money. The lawyers and the policemen and the doctors, and they ain't getting paid. So we can't spend money on the outside of America. We got to deal with America on the inside. This is some of the issues that will come out in 2023. You're going to find out in 23 people have woke up to what happened. You're going to find out that this disease is airborne. This disease come from out of China in laboratories. And the rich people getting richer and the poor getting poorer. And the poor people going to rise up and let the rich people know the major corporations that it's going to come out. They have no blacks on their board of directors. If they don't have no black on the board of directors or minority on the, we're going to boycott them. They're going to be boycotted. These major corporations, Ford, Chrysler, General Motors, and all these corporations, they all pushing gay stuff, but they're not pushing rights for people to be on their board to make decisions. So in 2023, it's a lot going to be going on. I just want to say that. Well, you might know that some of the prophecy that I'm going to give you, the prophecy that I'm going to give you that when you write me, I'm going to send them prophecy to you and put them in a book and give them to you. And I'm just getting some of them. Christmas, Jesus, the reason for the season, this Christmas. This is the temptation. And Michael Jackson and the Psalms you need to read, Psalms 119, going into 2023. If you got a need, go to my website, thuseedabrahamwebsite.com, and go to PayPal and send a donation or write me at Post Office Box 28, 9097 Chicago, Illinois, 60628. I want each one tonight to plant a seed in the ministry for 2023 to be blessed. We got to fight the evil forces that's trying to break you down, and they are in play. But the anointing of the Holy Ghost will move these evil forces out the way. God bless you and you. I got a problem with you, 419. Read Psalms 19 and 4. 86:77, Psalm 26:17. 39:20, Psalms 34:18, call me. 39:20, call me because I want to know something about you. 81:38, Psalm 26:59. 30:30, Psalm 48:31. Psalm 14:14, Psalm 37:19. I want you to know God gave you the divine word. And what I gave you tonight is the divine word. On Mondays, Dr. King Movement. On Tuesdays, Crossover with Ancestors. The angel Michael, right there, the angel of this month is Hamiel. That angel, Hamiel, is the angel of this month. And Gabriel is the angel Angel Michael, Raphael, and Bobby, and the Archangel. I see somebody needs some help. Thank you, Sherry, for writing it down. I'll talk to you, Sherry, where you can get the rest of it together. I know I was talking so fast, you didn't get all of it. But I told you. Now, I want you to send to my book called The Milk of the Jesus. And when you text me, or you go to Cash Out, put Cash Out Money, Bishop T.T., and I will send you the book with your personal prophecy, what's happening to you. And I think you need to have that book. And the book is The Miracles of Jesus. And I'm going to give you your personal prophecy in the book. Now, all this month, I'm giving the word and prophesying. So I want to say this for you. We start our watch meeting, Mary, in Detroit. We start at 11 o'clock to 1:30. In Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, and Illinois, we start our watch meeting at 10:30 to 12:30. That's watch meeting night. And I want to pray the old year out and new year in. I want you to stay in while you can stay safe. Because there's too many guns and shooting out here. They ain't regulated. It's some citizens coming together that go to Washington and be the man. This is black, this one happened 23. I mean, thousands of people going to Washington to make the Democrats and Republicans ban these handguns and these assault weapons. It's killing black, it's killing everybody. But there's going to be a committee, not preachers, of mothers and people that have lost their loved ones. And they're going to go and demand for these companies that making these guns shut them down. Now, I want to say this tonight. The Spirit just brought me again. Every person that had somebody shot with a gun, they're going to sue the government. There's a move to sue whatever gun you got with the name of it to sue the one that makes the gun. That's the only way to stop the gun, that the gun running that's going on. I'm praying you, Miriam Bass, God bless you, and Carol Bass up in Los Angeles, she's the new mayor. I applaud her for calling the emergency about this homeless. Now, in Florida, we're going to get floods and storms. And so we're going to have an early hurricane season back again. Okay. Christmas. Right, thank you for the call. Brother Wayne, thank you for the call. There's a letter and telephone call. It's expression. Look, get in. Yeah. That's Michael Jackson when he was younger. The trillion, Friday's a $1 trillion flow. That's on Friday tonight. And we're going to talk about your finance for 2023. I want to get ready for that. Okay. We're going to get ready for that. That's what's going to happen. This is the temptation with Silent Night. And Christmas, Jesus, reason for the season. Betty, I'm praying for you. Thank you, Bright Star. Amilta Harris and Sam Harris, God bless y'all. Sam, I want you to read Psalms 39, Amilta Psalm 91, and I'm praying for you. Freddie Taylor up in Minnesota, I'm praying for you also. It's a letter, it's a telephone call. Amilta, thank you for your seed for the ministry. Thank you for that. Bright Star, thank you for your seed for the ministry. But I want everybody to see for 2023. I want you to put the seed in the ground for what you want. And what that means by that. Oh, let me stop this. This is what you mean by that. See, when you got a need to plant a seed, we're going into the new year. You need to put down what you want. And you need to see to it. I believe in reaping and sowing. When you sow a seed, you're going to reap a harvest. And I'm praying that the harvest of 2023 will work for your business, will work for your job, will make you to start your business. I just feel that I feel excited about 2023, that it's going to bring some things out that been hid. Like I told you, you ain't heard about it. They making meat in a laboratory. They taking blood from animals and putting it in a laboratory and making meat, and we eat it. That's going to be brought, it's been hid, but the Spirit told me it's going to come out. So that's something that's going to be happening. I'm praying for you, Sister Kim, Maxine, me, I'm praying for you. Those in Arkansas, Mississippi that call, I'm praying a breakthrough. Jesus, the reason for the season. Happy birthday to you, and all of them were having birthdays, and I sent a birthday cake and with a word, happy birthday to you, Sister June. Happy birthday to you, you and you. We're gonna call out the evil spirits that's trying to block you. I'm praying for those that lost loved ones. Jesus, the reason for the season. We got a big snowstorm here in Chicago, but not only in Chicago, across the rest of America. It's storming, flooding, cold. So I want you to stay put and let God bless you. If you don't need to go out, don't go out. Whatever you need at home, I want to let you know. Christmas is just one day. But I want to let you know that it's important for you to understand that we're going into a new millennium, and it's going to bring some things out that have been hid and covered up. They're going to find a mass grave. They're going to find that in some part of Mississippi, in some part down in Texas, in some part in Florida. That's going to be in the summer months. They're going to find out that. That's going to find out there. Now, it's a plot to overthrow the government, but they're going to catch it before it do what happens. This is some of the stuff that's going on. One thing I want to say to you tonight, stay focused on what you want God to do for you. Stay focused on the door that God got for you, where you open up the door, where you open up for you. Because it seems like that is saying that God wants you to do. We are like the temptation tonight.
We're going to do it on Soul Train tonight. Love is all we need.
Yeah.
I'm helping.